Right, let's talk sport now, because it was transfer deadline day for the elite league for ice hockey teams at midnight. And amidst of a few in and a few out, Manchester Storm secured themselves a great new signing. He's from Bolton, a GB international. He fell in love with ice hockey as a child watching his home team play at the 9X Arena. And he's even donned an NHL shirt and played with the American team Chicago Blackhawks. His name is Paul Swindlehurst. He joins me now. Paul, welcome home.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be back.
Oh, well, goodness me. When did you fall in love with ice hockey?
I'd say straight away, to be honest. I remember I started playing roller hockey at West Horton High School.
Yeah.
And hockey when I was 4, I found out about ice hockey. And I went to my first training session at the old Altrincham Ice Rink, which was just down the road. I remember exactly where it is now.
Yeah.
Driving past it. Went to my first training session there when I was 5, and I fell in love with it ever since.
So you were a really little tot when you first got on the ice. And it's quite a tough sort of balancing act for small children, but you just took to it.
Yeah, you could say that. It took me a while. Like, my parents put me through skating lessons, and I've still got all the memorabilia in the loft from all the badges I got from the skating lessons I got at Altrincham Ice Rink. And ever since then, I've just worked at it and kept going.
And then you fell in love with Manchester Storm as well as a spectator. I mean, I've only recently started to watch ice hockey. So, I mean, I didn't watch Storm in those days when they were filling the 9X Arena as was. But what was the atmosphere like in those days?
Yeah, I still remember it now. It was unbelievable. I remember we used to get there early to watch warm-ups so I could watch what the players did. And I remember at like 6, 7 years old running around the concourse with a Storm jersey on, and just how it was the times that I look forward to the best. It was the weekends that I look forward to be able to go and watch a Storm game, and all the players from Altrincham at the time, we'd all be sat in the same section all together and just watching and learning and having a great time.
Wow. So, goodness me. Now, as I said, welcome home. You really are home. I mean, you've been with Nottingham Panthers how long now?
Just this season, so 6 months.
6 months. Was it a tough decision to leave? You obviously make bonds, don't you? And you grow with a team. But this offer was too good to turn down.
It's always hard to leave a team, especially because you get to know all the guys so well, and the fans there are amazing, the team's amazing. But the opportunity came up to come here to develop my game even further, and it's just a fitting thing that it's in a Storm jersey.
Now, I'm going to say something to you, and I'm a bit nervous about saying this out loud, Paul, because I haven't managed to go and see Storm very much in the last month or so, okay? One thing or another has cropped up. However, the last time I saw Storm, Storm lost. Since I haven't been, Storm has won every single game. So I'm now nervous to say I'm going to come and watch tomorrow, because I'm worried about what the result may be. I'm starting to think I'm a bit of a bad omen. But you are going to be playing tonight at Altrincham Ice Rink, aren't you?
I'm definitely going to be playing tomorrow night against Sheffield. It's going to be a tough game, but the more support we can get, the better. The more support the team gets, the better the team plays. The fan base is a huge thing for teams around the league. Like, you'll see the top teams in the league, they're putting in over 3,000, 4,000 fans. And I know Manchester's not that big of an arena, but when you get that place filled, it is a great atmosphere there, and it's a good place to play. So the more people we can get to the games, the better. And the more fans, obviously, the more we win, the better it'll be. So everybody's welcome to come.
Even me with a kiss of death?
Even you with a kiss of death.
Oh, look, enjoy it. It'd be great to see you, of course, out there on the ice, back amongst, you know, you now. I'm seeing all those little children in the crowd, of course, Paul, who are, you know, 5, 6, 7, be thinking, well, that was me those years back. They're the future stars, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I think about going into Manchester, is that if I ever see people, that was me 15 years ago. I was in the exact same position as some of the kids in the crowd. And I remember being the mascot for Manchester Storm when I was 7 years old.
Oh, wow.
And how friendly the team was then, and how big it was. And that's what helped me. And getting a little fist bump off the guys in the dressing room, skating around, watching them warm up, being on the ice with them. It's a special thing, and I hope to be able to pass that on to some of the younger kids coming through.
Brilliant stuff. We're going to give you an extra big cheer tomorrow, Paul. Really good to speak to you. Thank you so much.